The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Well now, Gareth Mullins, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. You've got something sweet for us this weekend.
To say the least, this is probably about as sweet as it gets. So it's cut it up, cut it nice and small. So it's millionaire shortbread. So a delicious caramelly, chocolatey, biscuity treat.
So how do we go about it? The shortbread is the first bit.
Yeah, so the recipe is broken down into three parts. So the first part is the shortbread or the biscuit base. And what you need for that is 250 grams of plain flour, 200 grams of unsalted butter, chilled and chopped. It's important that it's chilled. 100 grams of caster sugar, a quarter of a teaspoon of vanilla extract and a pinch of salt. For the caramel, what you're going to need is 90 grams of butter, a tin of condensed milk, 2 tablespoons of golden syrup and 2 tablespoons of dark brown sugar. So as you can see, quite sweet. And then for the topping, we need 300 grams of dark chocolate, 50 grams of butter. And then for the garnish, you need another 60 grams of white chocolate. So what we need to do, first of all, preheat your oven to 160 degrees. And then you're going to line a baking tray with some parchment paper. That's where you're going to bake your shortbread. Then to make the shortbread, you're going to rub the flour and the butter together with your fingertips. So this technique is when you do most pastry. It's important that the butter is cold because what you're trying to do is press the flour and the butter together. So you keep doing this until it starts to resemble fine breadcrumbs. At this point then you add in the sugar and the vanilla and a pinch of salt. Now you're going to think to yourself, this doesn't look like dough, why isn't it came together? Mm-hmm. But to make shortbread you want it really short, which just means it's nice and crumbly. So you just tip that mixture into that pre-lined baking tray and then you use the back of a spoon and you press it down just like you would as if you were making a cheesecake. And as you're pressing the shortbread down into the tray, you'll see it starting to come together and form. And you just keep doing that until it's all pressed along the bottom of the tray. And then what I just like to do then is grab a fork and every centimetre or so, just push your fork in. This just stops the shortbread from rising too much. And then you pop it into a preheated oven and you bake it for about 40 to 45 minutes until it's nice and golden brown. Then you just take it out of the oven onto a wire rack to cool. That's the first bit bun. Done. Next is the caramel.
Shortbread done. Caramel.
The caramel. So again, quite an easy way to make caramel because you're not actually caramelising the sugar. So what we do is we put the butter, the condensed milk, the sugar and syrup into a pan. And then on a medium heat, you put it, and the pinch of salt. In a medium heat, you bring it up to the boil. When it comes to the boil, this is where you can't leave it. You have to stand beside it. Use a whisk and keep whisking it. Condensed milk has a tendency to catch to the bottom of the pan, so you have to stand there and keep stirring it. As you're stirring it, you'll see that it'll start to reduce a little bit. It'll thicken up and go nice and fudgy and dark. So if you feel at any point it's starting to catch, just move it off the pan for a little bit, keep stirring it, and then move it off the heat for a little bit, keep stirring it, and then back onto the heat. When it gets to a nice dark caramel colour and fudgy, it's ready to go. Take it off, and then you're going to pour it over the cooled shortbread. So that's the second part, the caramel part. And then the last bit, we just put the dark chocolate into a bowl, over a pot of simmering water, making sure that the bottom of the bowl isn't touching off the water. And then with the butter, and you just whisk that together until it's melted, and that's your dark chocolate. And then that gets poured over the set caramel. So that's your three layers, your shortbread, your caramel and your dark chocolate. And then if you want to do the feathered look like I've put up on my Instagram today, you just melt the white chocolate and you pipe lines along the top of the dark chocolate and you take a skewer and you run it in opposite directions along against the lines. I don't know whether I'm making sense there. But what that does, it gives a feathered approach. If you want to see what it looks like, if you just jump onto my Instagram, I threw a picture up of it there. And that'll just make it nice and fancy looking, I suppose, is the way to say it.
A couple of questions coming in, Gareth. Have you any tips for the caramel bit? I almost always burn it, says one Dexter.
Yeah, the biggest tip I would say to you is try and use a non-stick pot. And if you don't have a non-stick pot, if you have a non-stick pan, that'll do the same job. And then you don't want it on a really intense heat. You kind of want it on a low to medium heat and then just take your time with it. And again, this is a brilliant one to try with the kids, but that caramel is going to get really, really, really hot. And I've seen it a million times, people sticking their finger in to taste caramel. Not only do they burn their finger, they burn their mouth when they lift it up to taste it. So be very, very careful when you're making caramel.
Okay, another one. Can you make this with milk chocolate instead of dark chocolate?
Of course you can. If you don't like dark chocolate, milk chocolate is fine. Or even, I think the dark chocolate really helps because of the caramel is so sickly sweet. But you could even do 50-50 if you wanted it. Just remember, when you're melting that chocolate, don't let the bottom of the bowl touch off the simmering water because you'll split the chocolate.
And a final one. How deep should the shortbread mix be as it doesn't rise?
Probably about an inch, I would say. So, there's those brownies tins, they sell them in all the homeware stores. The diameter, so you can remember, they're 20 centimetre by 30 centimetre tins. That will give you the shortbread about an inch thick. And look, if you just want to make the shortbread is also a delicious treat for the weekend. If you don't want to put the caramel and the chocolate, all you do then is you just dust it with a little bit of sugar when it comes out of the oven. When it's nearly cooled, cut it into squares and you'll have wonderful shortbread, also great with a cup of tea.
Excellent. Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef of the Marker Hotel. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m.